Good Morning Liberty.
Well, what is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Good Morning Liberty. My name is Nathaniel Paul Thurston. Across from me is Mr. Charles Chuck Thompson. How's it going today, Chuck?
Going quick, it sounds like.
Yeah, just trying to go real fast right there.
I'm trying to enjoy my Thursday.
Yeah? And you want to slow it down?
You want to do a speed
talk? Sorry, we were just listening to those Biden clips beforehand.
Do a speed cast?
No, I'm not good
instead
at those.
Instead of a podcast, a speed cast?
You can turn up the speed if you want to, if you want to listen to it on the Ben Shapiro speed or whatever you want to do. So this is Good Morning Liberty. We talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week when we want to. Smash the follow button, the subscribe button, hit like on the video that you're watching right now on YouTube. If I didn't cut this part out, oops, I already know that I'm going to cut this out. I don't start them until we get into the meat of the video and the potatoes, of the video.
That's what I had last night.
This is a garnish.
You're still going really fast, by the way. You're still on Shapiro speed.
Sorry, man. I got to slow it down.
No, go ahead. I mean, let's rip it.
I feel rushed because today...
That's what Kevin said here. Rip it.
Today is a Thursday, but we're doing Dumb Bleep of the Week, which is normally a Friday thing. That's because today is my Friday for the week. I will not be here tomorrow.
This whole show could just be dumb.
It really could.
Every day.
It really could just highlight. Honestly, if we just did one show a week and we just did Dumb Bleep of the Week, we'd probably have the same amount of listeners and everything. Nothing would change except for we'd have way more time in our lives to do everything else that we wanted, you know.
Well, one person said they would unsubscribe.
Now, we got to cover everything, okay? So
it's the other thing is we have to have purpose and meaning. That's what we talk about on the show, and that's what's important to
us. That's why you do it. When the going gets tough, you got to remember your why. Because he who has a why can endure almost any how. And this podcast for us sometimes can bear almost whatever the saying is, you know, the thing.
Well, yeah.
And so that's why we, keep going even when times get rough.
Violent.
They do. Okay. It's Dumb Bleep of the Week. We got Tim. We got to get through. Charlie has a hard stop. I need to get going up to Illinois. So anyhow, we're going to get going through the dumb bleeps of the dumb weeks.
Going into enemy territory.
I am.
This weekend. Yeah,
I'm going to be reporting from the field.
Thoughts and prayers.
The first thing, dumb bleep number one, is going
to
be
the... Do you have to stand in a bread line when you go to Illinois?
I'm bringing my own bread because I don't like lines.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, we were talking about how I hate Disney World earlier. I don't do lines.
It's because of the lines.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan of them. Mm. Okay. Dumb bleep number one is the Russian space nuke emergency. Russian space nuke emergency.
Oh, is that what it is?
Allegedly, there's been enough little things leak out over the last day or so that this pertains to Russian space nukes, and that is what everyone is supposed to be worried about right now. The mysterious threat that Turner was warning about yesterday turns out to do with Russia's plan to put a nuclear weapon in space, potentially using it against satellites, and... let's see, ABC News, Bloomberg, CNN, and others reported late Wednesday and early Thursday, citing anonymous sources, the nuclear system has not been launched and there is no immediate cause for alarm, the sources say. However, if successful, I can't read today. I don't know what's going on.
That's successfully.
If successfully deployed, the anti-satellite nuclear weapon could disrupt civilian communications. It's going to take out the GPS systems. We talked about this yesterday.
This was your idea.
You're not going to be able to navigate.
How often do you talk to Putin?
I did an interview with him already. It's going to be coming out tomorrow. If successfully deployed, the anti-satellite nuclear weapon could disrupt civilian communications as well as U.S. space surveillance systems, a former official told the New York Times, adding that the U.S. does not currently have the ability to defend against such an attack. This is why we have the Space Force, ladies and gentlemen. And you can thank the Putin plant, Donald Trump, for creating the United States Space Force. You see, he's been against Putin this entire time. Mm. The information has been available to senior members of the House Intelligence Committee for more than a week now. So it's unclear why Turner issued his alarming statement on Wednesday. Is it? Is it unclear?
Maybe there's a bill that they want to pass.
No, that can't be it.
Hmm.
The DOD did not respond. For Time's request for comment. This is a Time magazine article. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, who described the commotion as a White House ploy, declined to comment on the allegations until more information is revealed from Sullivan's Thursday briefing. They're supposed to be briefing people on this. The Russian state news agency reported on Thursday. Peskov said that it was, quote, obvious that the White House is trying, by hook or by crook, to push Congress to vote on a bill to allocate money.
You don't say.
It's so weird to be in a world where you can kind of trust government officials in Russia more than you can in the United States these days. And they still lie about everything. But when they're saying bad things about our government, I tend to agree with them.
Yeah.
I think they're probably telling the truth.
You would say that as a white supremacist.
Now, don't confuse that with thinking that they're somehow a better government or that Russia is in a better shape than the United States or something like that.
Don't listen to Tucker Carlson talking about how
all this weird stuff.
Their economics are better.
Their subway and they're clean
McDonald's.
And all this stuff. Like, okay, dude.
He's gone off the Russian deep end.
Yeah, he was amazed by the grocery stores and all this kind of stuff. Like, okay, just stay in Russia, man. Just stay, whatever. Just no, we're not going to do that.
Well, you know his economic take anyway with the dollar stores. You know, I'm pretty sure he came close to winning Dumb Believe of the Week a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
With the whole dollar store
That's
stuff.
That's true.
It's like, That's man, true. You do one good interview and then you, what is all this other stuff? You do, the stuff you're doing with Julian Assange, that's good work.
Is he doing stuff with Assange?
Yeah, he interviewed Assange. Well, he spoke with him.
He
went to the London prison, spoke with him.
No.
Because you can't have cameras.
I heard he spoke with Snowden while he was in Russia also.
Snowden? Yeah, all that stuff.
That was a rumor I saw on Twitter. I don't know if that's a real thing.
All that stuff's really good. He should just stick to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when he comes to talking, he has literally doesn't seem like has any sort of clue when it comes to economics whatsoever. Not realizing that, let's say the ruble has lost maybe 50% of its value.
Mm.
It's still way down compared to the dollar. Now, of course, the dollar is not in a great shape. It is, I mean, on paper.
Compared to other foreign currencies, it's in good shape.
It's in good shape, yes. But
compared to previous history of the dollar for people in the U.S. spending the dollar, it's not in good shape. But anyway, this dumb bleep right here.
And compared to the possibility of a dollar collapse. It's
Have
not,
you seen Bitcoin lately, by the way?
It's not good. No, is it back up to 60?
It's back. It went to 52 something last I checked. It looks like maybe it could come down a bit judging off of my trend lines that I had drawn. But big move up a lot in the last, 6 months or so. Hmm. Pretty crazy.
How about that?
How about that? The dumb bleep number one goes to this obvious attempt to try and scare people into passing this bill by creating, in my opinion, this Cold War feeling, you know, where we used to always be worried about nuclear war with Russia. Clearly, we're currently at war with Russia anyway, right now, using a proxy state to fight them. But right now, we're trying to drum up more fear about attacks that could directly affect our daily lives that Russia could potentially do. And all we need to do is send $60 billion to Zelensky in Ukraine. And we'll take care of this situation right here. That's dumb bleep number one. Number two, speaking of Edward Snowden, we were just talking about him. He had some comments because the NSA, National Security Advisor, I believe Jake Sullivan, was talking about FISA. Now they're having a vote on FISA today, I believe. We'll see how that comes out. I bet they're really going to make some big changes. For sure. But they were asking him about this need to require a warrant for the, when they search your phone records or they wiretap you or whatever they, you know, spying on presidential campaigns, whatever it is. Yeah. I have no idea. Whatever FISA is used to
Using foreign governments to spy on.
That's a crazy story. That's not in Dumb Bleep, by the way. I was telling Charlie, I read the Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi piece, and then I read some other stuff talking about it. And
those are just Musk shills, though. They're not real journalists.
This whole, I mean, listen, it really does seem like Obama's CIA asked foreign governments to spy on a opposing presidential campaign. They didn't just happen to come across stuff that they thought Trump people were talking to Russians or whatever. Like, it was instigated by us with no evidence whatsoever. It was just this whole thing is
literally like, hey, can you talk to Trump's people? That's the CIA calling Russia. And Russia's like, yeah, sure, we'll reach out to them. And then they do. And then it's like, Then they come out that there's some kind of collusion. They orchestrated the whole thing?
They did.
Is what it seems like.
All right. So anyway, they're talking about FISA, and this is Jake Sullivan being asked whether or not we should have warrants, you know, Fourth Amendment, stuff like that. Remember that Fourth Amendment thing?
It just slows government down.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's not going to play through the system if you don't.
I have to select.
Connect it correctly.
The soundboard, Rodecaster Pro Stereo.
If you're a producer, right, please submit your application, because obviously we don't have.
Actually, I'd love to have a producer here.
We don't have one.
That'd be pretty awesome. Here we go.
On FISA, there are a couple of amendments that are being considered. One of them would require a warrant for every query of lawfully collected data. If that were to pass and get into the bill, would the president veto that bill?
So I'm not in a position to stand here today and make veto threats on behalf of the president. Those are decisions for him to make. What I will tell you is that we do not believe that that serves the national security interests of the United States. And in fact, today I will be making that case to a number of members that the warrant requirement as conceived is not the best way actually to ensure the protection of the personal privacy of Americans. There are a number of other elements of the bill that we have supported that would reform and update FISA to protect the civil liberties of Americans. But a warrant requirement from our perspective would go too far in undermining the very purpose of FISA. And frankly, it would put victims at risk.
Getting the warrant would also put victims at risk. This is about protecting victims. It's about keeping you safe. It's about national security. Charlie, you're supposed to get a warrant before you search. It's in an amendment. It says that they can't do it. And I've always heard that, a FISA court warrants, of course they have to get a warrant to do this. Okay, those are rubber stamp things that they do. No, he's literally up there saying, no, you don't want to get a warrant for us to spy on Americans. No, that would be bad for Americans.
That would just hold people back.
This is the White House, de facto, the White House up here making this argument, like what Edward Snowden just said in his tweet, the White House arguing from the podium that it no longer believes the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution serves the interests of the United States. Super. That's what he said. Hmm. That's not good. I don't have any great hopes for them making FISA reforms. I don't believe these systems can be reformed, especially after reading about the CIA stuff, and the Trump campaign and all that. Already before that, I already thought that, but this stuff can't be reformed, guys. It can't.
And the live group wants to know, is FISA a fancy way to say Pfizer?
FISA. Okay, let's keep moving.
It's the German version of Pfizer.
So Pfizer. You remember that whole Biden can't remember when his son died thing?
No. No, I don't recall.
Well, this goes back. This goes back to that whole conversation. Great clip. Rachel Maddow has some very important words to say towards the end
of this
one. She
always does.
And of course, they bring up the whole.
I tune into Rachel Maddow every day.
Oh, yeah. It's important
just
stuff.
Yeah.
This is what the kids call cope. And so let's hear some cope from MSNBC for Biden.
If you want to get the age thing, because this is, let's call it what it is. This is ageism snuck into a report clearing the person of any wrongdoing. If you want to get into the ageism, young people are told all the time by their lawyers, hey.
All right. First off, I have to point out before we forget, he just said that this is ageism. This is ageism. When you bring this up in the report. They all have come out there and said there's no reason for him to put this kind of stuff in the report. He was lining out why he's not going to charge the president for the things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
He said he did the thing. Like, he did the thing. We know he did the thing. But a jury is not going to believe that he knew he did the thing.
And here's why.
Because his brain's gone, and that's why.
Yeah.
That's why he lined out, this is why we're not charging him. Because his brain is gone. And so it was important for it to put in there. It's not ageism. And hey, let's just take it out of there and then we'll charge the guy. How about that? Let's just do that. You can have, I mean,
charge them all.
His lawyers had to be crapping their pants more so than even Biden was crapping his pants when he was out there giving that press conference saying, that's not true. I remember everything. I'm in tip top. He's out there making the argument that he should be charged with the crimes right afterwards.
Yeah.
They gave him an out. All right, anyway, here's some more.
You're way better off leaning into I don't recall than possibly misstating something to a federal officer or under oath in this case. So it's a lot of derogatory stuff. And that is also, if this were a movie, you'd say, oh, gosh, the other lawyers who told the president, well, you could drag this out and not do this interview, they might be saying, well, this is why you shouldn't do the interview. And I do think it is, I want to be clear.
And I'll have to make the point again. He said that it's better to just say, I do not recall, than it is to get something wrong when you're doing this.
Because it's illegal to lie to the government, by the way.
Yeah.
To the federal government.
To the federal government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can lie to you. That's fine.
Absolutely.
This is not, I do not recall. I just want to point that out. We already
he
said
didn't
this
say, I do not recall, no. actually.
This is not like, oh, what year did your son die? And if you say the wrong year, we're going to prosecute you for lying to us or something like that. So he's like accidentally was like, oh, I think it was 2001, like something like that. That's not what this, that's not what this was.
Did you hear the tape? You must have heard the tapes.
This was...
How do you get all this information, Nate?
I don't know.
A credit to the president that he chose to do fast cooperation. I think that's good for the system. Politically, though, it's now being used against him.
I'm sure there were advisors saying don't do it.
Absolutely.
Right now saying that. Along with the standardness of I don't recall, is the standardness of prosecutors and or litigators being annoyed by it. And part of the peak that you read in it is that peak, right? I mean, he's frustrated and angry that he didn't get more. Yeah. But the other thing, you mentioned this, and we should just be clear here, right? Like, age is the central narrative question here that this all revolves around in terms of its political repercussions, the way the news happened today, the questions being asked him by multiple figures there. And in the end, what makes it such a useful political tool for people that want Donald Trump to be elected or want him not to be reelected is that the fact of his age is not something you can rebut. He can't be, you can't tack to, if someone says you're too far left, you can tack to the center. The man is 80 years old.
He rides a bike.
All right, there we go. We had to get the he rides a bike.
He rides a bike.
I'm so glad that she said he rides a bike because I wanted to present to you Joe Biden riding the bike real fast. So let's play a clip of Joe Biden riding the bike. There we go. If you want to see it from another angle, here's one. He rides a bike.
It's so funny.
He rides a bike. That's great. There is a really funny bit. We don't have a lot of time, but I don't know. Maybe this is worth it. There's a funny one here.
Here we have a breakaway rider coming into shot. Joe Biden rides for the United States of America, leader of that team. And he's going to cross this pedestrian crossing without too many issues. Looking good. He's got eyes up, left foot's out. Good hip dexterity there. Out of the boxed pedals. So he doesn't have clip-ins, doesn't have flat pedals. He's got the cages, notoriously difficult and tricky. He's running some sort of motocross gloves or gardening gloves, not sure which. And he's doing this eyes up. He's not looking down. He's doing this just on feel, getting that left foot out. And you think, he's safe here. Where's he going to fall down? He's got the weight out, foot out. He's home and hosed. No, the problem is, look at his right foot here. He's still got eyes up. He can't get out of the box. And he puts pressure down there. His body weight's done. At this point, he's over. And bye.
If it weren't for the guy's accent, it wouldn't be as fun listening to him call it out. But all right. Anyway, dumb bleep number four. Let's keep moving. We got to get going. Guys, are you the same guy you were 10 years ago? Because I'm not. I woke up one day and realized I didn't have the same energy, the same lean muscle mass, or the get up and go in the bedroom I used to have. As we age, we lose testosterone. They call it the man hormone. I call it the spark from my nateness. But there is a solution. The powerful testosterone booster in Nugenix Total T. I've only been taking this for a few weeks, but I can already tell you it's boosted my energy. I'm running around fixing stuff in the house, going on walks, and yes, I've even started working out. And by the way, my wife says this is none of your guys' business, but the Nate she met 14 years ago is back in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. Nugenix Total T testosterone booster with Testofen will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself risk-free. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword GML. Nugenix Total T's power boost is backed by clinical studies and real science. Nugenix's key ingredients like Testofen has been shown to boost free testosterone levels in men. In other words, it's based in science and it works. NuGenix Total T's unprecedented formula with key ingredients that safely maximizes your free and total testosterone levels, helps you increase lean muscle mass, and skyrockets your performance as you age, whatever your age. If you're not totally satisfied, NuGenix will refund 100% of your purchase price plus shipping and processing. Now get a complimentary bottle of NuGenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword GML. Text now and get a bottle of NuGenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword GML. Text 231-231 and enter keyword GML. Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one, doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
All right. Biden just said we lost 1 million people dead from COVID because President Trump did not move on making sure that we dealt with vaccinating the American public.
How would you classify that as far as things that are true goes?
It's at least missing context.
It's missing some context. Let's hear him say that because he can say it way better than we can.
After he did not move on making sure that we dealt with vaccinating the American public, we ended up losing over 1 million people dead. 1 million people. 1 million. And the studies show the...
million, billion, trillion, billion.
A milli.
Okay. Not to defend the vaccine and all that, but the vaccine, if you'll remember, Charlie, because we had a podcast going at this time... The vaccine was announced about a week after
that we're still suffering the election, by the way.
Yeah. The vaccine was announced about a week after the election, maybe 10 days after the election, something like that, where Biden won the election. Trump also, you know, agree or disagree, had Operation Warp Speed, which is credited with bringing the vaccine to market as quickly as it was able to come to market. Okay.
Faster than any other vaccine has ever come to market, by the way.
It was not available for people to even start taking until December of 2020, and Trump left office in January of 2021. So I don't think it's extremely fair to say that he didn't move on getting people vaccinated like Biden did. When Trump was president, there wasn't a vaccine. And then when Biden came into office, there was a vaccine. So those are your two main differences, I would say, for that conversation.
Yeah, pretty dumb.
Number five, the children. Did you see Rich Eisen's? He's the one that was going real viral. Rich Eisen's guy from NFL Network. Kind of been the main host on NFL Network since it first started. He was like the first guy NFL Total Access and all that. So we got a few tweets about this. The Kansas City shooting, which we just read earlier, we weren't recording yet. Some news, a little bit of news came out, which is that
it's not terrorism.
No, not terrorism. There's no political motivations here. There was nothing like that. This was a dispute between three gentlemen that were at the parade. Two of them were juveniles. The other one, not, I guess. We don't know what the dispute was over. I think it
seems like someone said something about someone's mama.
Yeah.
And
maybe they were on someone else's turf.
You just can't do that in Kansas City.
No, not to these guys.
And I'm just speculating. No. I have no idea.
No, I don't know. We don't know for sure. But to me, that makes it, I don't know, questionable some of the things that people are saying. You see what happens after a shooting like this happens. People come out and they tell you how they could have stopped it from happening. Or that we should do something to stop this from happening because it makes them feel good to say that we should do something, even though nothing that they say is going to do anything.
I honestly don't think taking guns away goes far enough. Mm. We should just get rid of all humans.
Yeah, actually, you know, they say then, people kill people. Those are the leave the guns.
Yeah.
The guns are fine. Let's kill all the people.
Mm-hmm. And that way, then we don't kill anyone. There will be no more gun violence.
Mm. We should ban juveniles.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No more gun violence.
Yeah. That's right. Just let nature take its course.
Rich Eisen says 9 children 9 children who went to a parade to celebrate the Super Bowl team.
Why weren't they in school?
It was a parade.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
9 children now being treated for gunshot wounds at Children's Mercy Hospital, I guess. When are we going to collectively realize there's a gun problem in our country and do something sensible for our kids? Okay, that's one man's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. We got some other stuff. Don't worry. RG3.
Who's that?
I think he played football at one point in time. Go ahead, Charlie.
He tweets, kids can't go to school, believers can't go to church, families can't go to the grocery store, friends can't go to a concert, and now fans can't go to a Super Bowl parade.
Is he talking about the COVID lockdowns?
I think so. Without the real fear of being a part of a mass shooting in America, what are we doing? Yeah. Can't do anything in life.
No. Yeah. I know that bad things have happened at all of these different places. I'll be the annoying person that comes in and says, well, statistically, you're fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Still, statistically, your trip to any of those places was the most dangerous thing you did that day. So you can still go to those things, you know. But still, doesn't mean I'm going to give up my guns or that Charlie's going to give up his. Jess Piper from Missouri, she's always good for something dumb. She says, while my governor ran for the hills surrounded by security during a mass shooting event that his laws helped make happen, regular Missourians were tackling gunmen and giving aid to the wounded. His laws made this happen. Those are the laws where you allow juveniles to carry weapons in public, right?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure. She also tweets a real original one here. It's the effing guns. That's what it is. Okay, Joe Biden, you know him, the president.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's events in Kansas City should move us into action. How many more families need to be torn apart? It's time for Congress to finally act to ban assault weapons, limit high-capacity magazines, I see the relevance here for sure, strengthen background checks, and that's where you make sure that someone's not a juvenile when they get a gun, mm-hmm. and keep guns out of the hands of those who have no business owning them.
Like kids.
Mm. Yeah, like kids. We should make laws, I guess. Yeah. That I wonder if you're allowed to have guns as a kid in Missouri. I don't know Missouri state gun laws. It sounds like a free-for-all. Maybe it's fine.
How many of these shootings are like everything was done by the book except for the shooting?
Yeah.
You know? It's like they already got the gun illegally or they stole it from their parents or something typically, mm-hmm. or it's not registered or they didn't do a background check to get it or whatever. All of the stuff that we have in place to stop this kind of thing already doesn't work.
Because criminals aren't great at following laws.
Yes, true. And, you know, maybe the gun should have never been invented. I don't know. But guess what? It was.
It's here.
It's here. It's been here for a long time. And the fact that we think, and here's what blows me away about the left. And look, I don't like the right that much either, but the left just... The logical inconsistencies are just so distasteful.
Yeah.
I don't, they hate cops.
Yeah.
Cops are bad people. Okay. They're white supremacists, black killing, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And they go down that line. And then they only want cops to have guns.
Mm.
And take guns away from everyone else and only let the cops have them.
It makes a lot of sense when you say it that way.
I know.
All right, we got to move on. Dumb bleat number 6. New bill could ban the sale of refrigerated cold beer in Tennessee.
That way you can't drink it on the way home.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'll be honest with you. This could have stopped me from drinking a few times, but it's still a dumb... First off, any real alcoholic knows that you're going for the lukewarm handle of vodka over there at the package store, okay? You're not really going for a beer unless you're some kind of lightweight, okay? But to me, this is, you're going to take a lot of freedoms away from people who want to get a pack of cold beer on the way home and drink it at home, you know, want it to be cold when they get there. Also, if you're an alcoholic or whatever the thing is, you could buy some warm and just keep it in your fridge at home instead, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or you could drink it warm, as any good alcoholic also knows, the temperature doesn't matter. still gets the job done. Yep. You know, speaking from experience over here.
We would call it rodeo cool.
Rodeo cool. You know?
Somebody asked, this beer cold? It's rodeo cool.
I'm trying to make sure we get to the last couple, because I know that you have a hard stop and I don't want you to be gone for the last couple. So
okay.
I'm pushing through right now.
Number seven,
we did this yesterday also, but this was the $50 an hour minimum wage suggestion by Barbara Lee in California. We can listen to that just in case you weren't here.
$50 an hour federal minimum wage. That's seven times the current national minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Can you explain how that would be economically sustainable for small businesses? You have 60 seconds.
First, let me say I owned and ran a small business for 11 years.
Did you pay people
I created
$50 an hour?
Hundreds of jobs. Benefits, retirement benefits, also health care benefits. I know what worker productivity means, and that means that you have to make sure that your employees are taken care of and have a living wage. In the Bay Area, I believe it was the United Way, came out with a report that very recently, $127,000 for a family of four is just barely enough to get by. Another survey very recently, $104,000 for a family of one, barely enough to get by, low income because of the affordability crisis. And so just do the math. Just
do the math, Charlie. The math. It's very important that we do the math on this.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if people can't afford it. If you can't afford it, what you do is you raise your prices a lot, like a lot. Like you'll double them to be able to afford this. Eventually, only the biggest businesses would be able to afford it in the first place. There's no reason why you shouldn't push for 100 at this moment.
Or a million.
Yeah, or who cares? Just push for whatever. Also, you know, I hate when she says that these people say a typical family of four. I'm sick of doing stuff in family of four terms. You should not determine a person's wage by the amount of children that they decided to have.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Also, what is a family of one?
I don't know.
This is Alan, the lone wolf.
I'm my own family. The wolf. Lone wolf.
How about one that man wolf pack?
How about that right in? Guess that's why they call it Windy City, Sin City. Sin City.
Oh. She kind of looks like.
What do you call Kansas City?
You guess? Cold.
Cold. Cold blooded.
Mass shootings.
Cold blooded now.
Yeah. Listen. Anyway, if you want more thoughts on that, go listen to yesterday's episode.
Yeah, we're kind of going back through some stuff that we already covered. It needs to be in dumb bleep. Elizabeth Warren, what did she say, Charlie, for dumb bleep number eight?
She tweets, every time you see a TurboTax ad, remember, they've spent millions of dollars lobbying to make the tax filing process as difficult and time-consuming as possible, all to protect their bottom line. But now the IRS is testing out a truly free direct file option.
Truly free.
Yeah.
She didn't just say free. She said truly free direct file option.
Yes.
That they had to create.
Mm-hmm.
You think people got paid?
No. This is all volunteer work.
They all did volunteer?
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't pay the people at the IRS to create this.
They must not option. Have.
They're not going to have
then
any.
It wouldn't be truly free.
Just like, so I said nothing the IRS does is truly free because they operate by using taxpayer money.
Which
people liked, by the way. That was
TurboTax. TurboTax spent millions lobbying. The IRS has spent billions creating a truly free system.
I had multiple conversations with people on this thread. As you can see, it did well as a comment. On this thread, people making the argument that, well, doesn't TurboTax take money from you as well? I was like, if you decide to use them. I've never used TurboTax before.
Yeah.
I use some other free Tax USA or whatever. I've paid to do taxes in a long time. There's multiple tax filing options out there. That's the point. And this is still not truly free. There are some other conversations that happen, like this guy, McGeary, said, right, but doing something at cost versus for profit means that it becomes beneficial to make the process efficient and for it to cost much less for everyone in the long run. Doing something at cost does not make it beneficial for the process to be efficient. You can look at numerous different things the government does.
All of them.
Like make coffee cups for the Air Force or I mean, just look at any NASA. They do stuff at cost. They always did stuff at cost. That's why they were 10
the
times
full
more.
Budget.
Yeah. Whatever the budget is, that's what it costs.
Yeah.
Because when you do things at cost, your incentive is not to get the price down as low as possible. Your incentive is to make it as expensive as possible, because that's how you can make more money off of doing it. So I said doing things at cost typically costs more than for profit. They come back and say, yeah, that's why it's cheaper to buy for-profit insulin at $250 instead of buying at-cost insulin for $4. By the way, the at-cost insulin, the only reason it's $4 is because they make a profit off of it. They charge $250. That's the only reason that it's so cheap to actually manufacture the insulin in the first place. If there was never any profit involved with it, I don't know what they would charge. And I'm not even sure that at-cost insulin is even $4. It's probably more like 10 cents. That's probably the actual cost when you break it all the way down. So they're still inflating the cost at that point. Of course, they come out with this insulin costs and doing it at cost, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you're still talking about in a profit-driven system right there and saying, yeah, look, see, the cost is much cheaper than what people pay for it.
Yeah.
You're actually making an argument based inside of the entire profit-driven system and talking about how much cheaper the actual cost is.
Well, it's not insulin. It's not even insulin, by the way. It's the mechanism, the delivery mechanism.
Yeah.
Of insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only a few companies that have patents on that. It's not like
and
insulin.
The insulin to the newfangled insulin that we have, because the, you know, when people point back to in the olden times when they didn't have any patents, they were like, oh, we're just going to release this insulin. You know, we're not going to try and make any money off of this or whatever. We're not even allowed to take that kind of insulin. You're talking about animal derived insulin. That's not even approved in the United States anyway. We have newer generation insulin that's made to work better for you, but the FDA doesn't even allow us to take the cheap insulin that people are talking about in the first place. Just sidebar right there. Unfortunately, we have to move on to number 9 because we got to make fun of Sunny Hostin on The View, upset about doing an ancestry test and finding out that her ancestors, not only she not Puerto Rican like she thought, they actually moved from Spain. They moved from Spain because Spain outlawed the slave trade, and so her family moved to Puerto Rico where they could still have slaves. It's pretty great. It's pretty great stuff. Okay, so
she's obviously going to hang herself now.
And he gave me some surprising revelations about my family history. You know, I was really reluctant. I don't know how you felt when you did it, Whoopi, but I was really reluctant to do it because I just sensed that there could be something in my family history that would be disappointing.
Negative.
Negative, yes. I thought I was going to have that kind of moment. And Skip had asked me to do it for a long time. And I finally decided to do it because I thought it'd be helpful for my children and my children's children to know what their real history was, you know? But what I found out was that my mother's family, while they are Puerto Rican, they actually originate from Spain. And the reason that they moved to Puerto Rico is because the slave trade had been sort of canceled in Spain and then Curacao, and then they moved all of their slaves to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And so the family business, I had been told that they were printers and journalists, but they were in fact enslavers.
Mm-hmm. Same for her, by the way.
Mother,
so a hush fell over the audience.
It was deeply disappointing. And it's deeply disappointing because my mother really identified as Puerto Rican. She was part of the civil rights movement, and she was deeply ingrained in Black culture, and identified herself as Black.
Her mom had a lot of Black friends.
But, a lot of Black friends.
Hispanic for ethnicity.
Okay.
But her race is white. She's European.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. It's weird because when you look at her, my mother's blonde and she has light eyes, and my whole family looks like that. So I think inside, I sort of knew that this was my history, and that's probably why I didn't want to do it. And I spoke to my mom about it. She was deeply disappointed. She actually cried about it. And then she said, maybe that's why I have been so connected to Black culture, because it's an atonement in my spirit. And I received that.
No, keep playing it.
That part's just...
I also found out that, and there were slaves on both sides of her family, mothers and fathers, but we are 7% indigenous Puerto Rican, Taino. So I'm proud of that.
Why are people clapping? Why are people clapping when you say that you're
7%?
I'm 7% this race. And people are clapping. Why?
I don't know.
What is they have? Why? God, why? Tell me why you would feel the need to applaud because someone just said that they're 7% of some race.
Mm. Yeah. Of indigenous Puerto Rican.
Someone explained, I'm more Japanese than she is Puerto Rican. Okay. I don't feel any. Thank you. Thank you.
God. Oh, man. Your reaction.
I'm so glad you told me to hit play because I had forgotten about that part.
Yeah.
And
why are we stopping here?
The audience is applauding makes no sense. And two, entertainment. Why her mom would feel the need to, like, oh, that must have been why I was so ingrained in Black culture because I was needing to atone. No, you weren't. You had no clue. That's not a real thing. And now you're just saying things to remove some sort of made up guilt that you somehow feel because of something that your great, great, great ancestors did, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You have no, like, I don't know anything about my ancestors at all. And I feel no need to feel any guilt for anything that they did.
The group just said women.
Repeal the 19th.
This is why it's so important. This is why we talk about individualism and why it's so important. Like, you can only be guilty of something that you yourself have done. You own yourself. This is why the cat ends up eating its tail or dragon eats its tail, whatever you want to call it. This is why. Because this whole collective group think, and she's been out there preaching about this for how long now? And well, then
she's called for reparations for people and everything.
And then for her to find it in her own family.
Yeah.
To be like, this is why this whole collective group think is wrong.
Because it is.
Is Sunny a bad person? Mm. I don't know. I don't know her personally. Maybe not.
Yeah. Probably.
She probably is.
Although I think she lacks the mental capacity to actually be a good or a bad person. Yeah.
Well, who knows?
That's one man's opinion.
I don't know her. That's the thing. I don't know. But can I judge her based on what her great, great ancestors did? And the fact that they were so upset about slavery being abolished in Spain and they moved to Puerto Rico.
Now, do you think
they got on a ship willing to risk their lives back then, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
A wooden ship, probably.
Yeah.
That slaves built, probably.
Yeah.
There were slaves on the boat, probably.
They're slaves.
Yeah. They're slaves. Yeah. They literally moved them to Puerto Rico so they keep working in the sugarcane farms.
All right. We have to get to.
All right. Number 10. I saw this.
I want to let everyone know I have not actually watched the video yet, and I almost watched it this morning. I was even watching a podcast where they went in to do it, and I turned it off because I wanted this to be the first time I watched the video. But I have no doubt that it's going to be completely ridiculous. If you haven't seen it, this body cam footage shows Okaloosa County, Florida.
Okaloosa.
Deputy Jesse Hernandez declaring shots fired, and I'm hit. And shooting at the handcuffed, unarmed suspect that's in his police car. The suspect that he, no doubt, had just handcuffed and searched and everything. He had not been shot. Rather, it was determined that he had heard an acorn drop onto the car. And this person, by the way, has resigned from the police department, even though they were cleared. They were cleared of wrongdoing.
Jesus.
They're cleared of wrongdoing, but he resigned in disgrace. I would say, okay.
It's like, maybe this isn't my calling.
Just fired! Just fired! Just fired! Just fired! You know? I'm hit! What? After that, in the car.
I was shot.
In the car. Oh.
It's so much worse than I thought.
I'm good. I feel weird, but I'm good.
Hold on. I gotta get the other angle. I gotta get the other angle where the other cop runs in and says, please don't let the invisible fire burn my friend. Let's see it from this point of view.
It's not funny to be shot at, by the way.
Oh, no, the person in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're going to be rich from now on, though.
Yeah.
That's one good part.
And I think they're fine.
Yeah.
Do you know your
No, they were fine. They were fine.
A number off the top of your head. Okay. It's okay.
Is she firing
Jesse,
too?
Jesse, are you okay? Get in the house! Get in the house! Jesse! Get back, get back! Where is he? Where is he?
In the car! In the car!
43, give me traffic.
Do a barrel roll.
Jeez, he did three barrel rolls. Oh my God.
I hope that was a Star Fox reference, by the way, T-Dub. I don't know if it was or not. Anyhow.
I feel kind of bad laughing. Oh man.
I don't really know what to say.
My car is shooting at me.
I honestly don't know what to say about this. I don't think there's any reason that we have to say anything. I get it. Cops are wound tight. You never know when you're going to get shot at any time. I get that, but there's no reason we can't laugh at the. There's no reason you can't. It's not just that you started firing into the car, stuff like that. It's not just that. It's that you also said that you were shocked.
It's the barrel
at
roll.
At the same time. And then you told your partner, and your partner is like, where? In here? And then just starts unloading into the car. I mean, literally, thank God the person didn't die or get hit. I mean, they unloaded, what was it, 18 shots?
Which, by the way, if you've ever taken a gun safety course ever in your life, one of the first things they teach you is to know your target.
Identify the target.
Identify a target. Before you can fire your weapon, you have to know what the target is. And so for his partner to be like, where? Your car is shooting at you?
The car is shooting at
us. I'll shoot your car back. It's the car. The car is spraying bullets.
I'm trying to, could you hear the acorn hit
no,
the car?
No, you couldn't even
Did
hear it.
Did anyone hear that?
No, you couldn't
Didn't
even
get
hear
picked
it.
Up.
God, thank God no one was hurt or killed. It's like he's in a movie. God bless. All right.
Okay, get votes in.
I gotta go.
Get the votes in, everyone. Charlie's gotta go.
I gotta go after that. Good Lord.
Dumb bleep of the week voting channel. Let's go get those votes in. Number one, we had the Russian space nukes. Number two, we had talk about the FISA. Number three, he can ride a bike. Number four, Biden said a billion trillion people died because Trump wouldn't vaccinate. Five, we had words said about gun violence in the Kansas City shooting and all that. Number six, we had banning refrigerated beer at gas stations. Number seven, we had the $50 an hour minimum wage. Number eight, we had the truly free IRS service. Number nine, we had Sonny Hostin and that situation with the slave trade. And number 10, we have the acorn assault. So get your votes in. Well, I tell you to go to GodHatesFeds.com to get your very own God Hates Feds t-shirt or any of the other great merchandise that we have over there. I just put up a couple new designs here in the last week or so, and I got a couple more that I'm cooking up right now. So go to GodHatesFeds.com, go to joingmail.com if you want to join the live show, be able to vote during Dumb Bleep of the Week, and be able to put in submissions for Dumb Bleep of the Week, joingmail.com. That's how we keep the lights on. That's how we keep doing this show, is because of the people that hang out with us every day and pay those monthly or yearly or whatever dues that they want to pay to be able to hang out with us. So make sure you go do those things. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell the children that they need to go listen to Good Morning Liberty on their favorite podcast app. Let me see who won. Guess what? It was the Acorn Assault. I don't know what else to call it. If you guys have a better name, let me know. That's who wins Dumb Bleep of the Week for Thursday, February 15th, year of our Lord, 2024. I hope everyone has a great weekend. I'm not here tomorrow, but thank you for hanging out with us. As always, we will be back next week. Everyone have a great, safe Friday and the rest of the weekend. And if you do all those things, and I mean all the things that I just said to do, I'll be back here again next week. Until then, have a good day and a good morning, Liberty.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.